Okay, everybody, here we go. It's me, Gregory Manorino, Thursday, December 28th, 2023, and this is my pre-market report. You know, I almost really don't know where to start this video today. How about this? So, another $250 million weapons package for Ukraine, which include munitions and missiles of every freaking type you can dream about and think about as war expands. Speaking about expanding war, so it appears, or it is being reported now, that the shipping lanes in the Red Sea, they're being mined. So now we're reverting back to mine warfare with regard to shipping. I have no idea if any of this is true. I don't frankly believe any of it, as you all know. But that's what they're pushing here. And they're trying to set the stage to vastly expand war moving forward. You all know that. Just wait. Wait till you see, we all see, what they have in store for us in 2024. We're talking about, you know, this is going to get monumentally worse because, again, war generates the need or a need for more borrowed dollars on an unprecedented scale. And without that, this whole thing melts down and they're not done. They're not done, in my view, by a long shot. I covered this yesterday with regard to my top calls for 2024, what we can expect moving forward, you know, based on what trends are showing us. It's pretty obvious. It should be obvious to all of us here, people. And, you know, you and I already, we're on the right pathway, realizing that we are going to see global debt skyrocket on like you have no idea. Now, something else I did not mention yesterday, but I talk about it all the time, but a lot of you send me questions about this. So here, let's cover it, all right? You will understand, at least I hope you do, and I've been talking about what I'm about to say for over a decade. Central banks are destroying, by design, the purchasing power of their own currencies. So a currency attack, this currency attack by central banks on their own product is going to get much, much more evident moving into 24. Let's talk about the dollar on a relative strength basis, something I talk about all the time and I've covered with you for a decade here. We have watched the dollar, the U.S. dollar, on a relative strength basis fall precipitously as of late, looking at the Dixie or the dollar index. On an absolute strength basis, all of these currencies are done. They're being destroyed by their respective central bank as central banks fulfill their end game or their goal to own it all, to continue to inflate. That's where a central bank's power resides. Do you realize that we can prevent, we can end central banking? We can end it, okay? How do we do that? You know what I'm going to tell you. Prevent, let's say, the Federal Reserve from issuing $1, just $1. Of more debt, but no, more weapons packages to fund this and blank checks for Israel war. War, if you understand the mechanism, look at it. Endless amounts of cash, but we do not have enough cash to fund our own government for we the people. They have to kick the can down the road, Do you know why? Because we can't have a budget and they can't tell you that because, again, the mechanism demands that more cash in greater amounts be shoved into the system and pulled right out of our freaking rectums because that's where it comes from, people. We bankroll this entire thing. Don't you understand that? It's a direct attack on the middle class. You all know that, which is being systematically erased as dependency on the system is being created because of the game, which I covered yesterday, which is thousands and thousands and thousands of years old. I'll tell you, man, it's crazy. So, you know, don't be surprised yet again when on top of this new weapons package of $250 million. Oh, what's $250 million these days? Well, you see what it does? It goes in one ear and out the other because we all, you know, it's just part of what is expected these days, but where is the uproar? Why are the people... Look at what's going on here, okay? This is obviously a direct war between the United States and Russia, for which we are losing, in case you don't know, okay? You know, but of course the propaganda ministry is going to tell you something different, but that's the case here. Anyway, you know, you don't believe me? Ask Gerald Celente, he'll tell you the same thing. Anyway, it's just a mechanism, people. And there's, again, when we declare war, we don't, there's no such thing as a declared war anymore. This is going perpetually, you understand? Because that's part of the system. War must be baked in because, again, it pulls more cash into the system than anything else. But other things are going to happen too. Wait till you see. Wait till you see what's going to happen with regard to government spending down the line. Now we're reverting to World War I mine warfare. It's insane. Also, they're letting us know, or they want us to know about it, and they're going to point their fingers at everybody except themselves. Because, you know, who's the real propagator, is if that's a word, of all this war? I'm going to give you one guess, and you better get it right. But again, people can be strung along like the slaves that they are, except you and me. I mean, you and me, the reason why this gets to you and me, because we see it, because we understand it, because we predicted these things would happen over and over and over and over, and they're going to get worse and worse and worse and worse. And, you know, look, with regard to the propaganda ministry, again, they're going to tell you that what you're seeing and what you're feeling is not real. They're going to tell you, they're already doing it. They're already telling you that inflation is getting better. And inflation is not getting better year over year. Right now, we're up 3.2% in aggregate. But according to the propaganda ministry, CNBC, Bloomberg, Fox Business, it's getting better. Anyway, so with that said, let's move on to the market this morning. Stock futures are flat, okay? This market has, look, you know what this is all about. Again, year-end bonuses for the Wall Street fat cats. Their year-end bonuses are based on one thing and one thing only. Year-end stock price. Look what the Federal Reserve has done to this market here. You think this is by accident that we're hitting record high, record high, record high? The market keeps going up? No. It's a game. This whole thing is a game. Nothing is what it seems to be, and everything is a freaking illusion. That's the truth. But people are dying here, and many, many more people are going to die as central banks solidify their position as world control, as world power. Understand that? Do you see what's going on here? I hope you do. I really, really do. Stock futures right now, as I said, are relatively flat. Everything is relatively flat this morning. Crude oil is under pressure right now. It's not going to last. Okay, let them play their games with crude. Lovely. It's the lifeblood of the system. Just wait until there's another U.S. strike on this target in the Middle East and on that target in the Middle East and whatever else they got to do. It's a game, people. Get used to it because you are in it. You are playing it. You are directly involved in it, whether you want to be or not. I don't care where you live, on or off the grid. You're involved. Anyway, what else can I tell you, people? I'm waiting for this, and I know what's going to happen, and so do you. A major false flag event. Some kind of thing to draw the world into much more conflict. That is where this is all going. And when it happens, I don't want you to be surprised at all. Expect it. Because that's what they're setting up here. These wars, the way they're going on right now, people are going to start to get upset hearing about hundreds of millions of more dollars over here, hundreds of millions of more billions of dollars over there. Where do we get this cash come from? Tell Greg Mannarino again, all of you, because you're all way smarter than me. Where does the cash come from? Do we have a war chest? Does any developed nation on this planet have a war chest? No. It comes directly from the central banks, who are more than happy to create this cash out of nothing for weapons and whatever they got to do to destroy mankind. These institutions are the enemy bar none. Public enemy number one around the world is these central banks. Again, it goes back to how this country, the United States, was supposed to be structured, having a wealth-based system that would prevent war. In other words, a commodity-backed system. A fiat system allows them, again, any central bank to just go and add as many digits to a screen as they want to. A wealth-based system prevents war. It restrains nations around the world because they can't fund it, because they have to have it backed by a commodity. You understand? That's why we will never go back. And a lot of you think we are, and you're praying and hoping that it's going to happen, and it's going to be some person that's going to help you. No, ain't happening. Ain't happening. A central bank's power resides in one thing, their ability to issue debt in any amount they want to, with no oversight, zero. That's why we have wars and expanding wars. The mechanism demands it. Don't you understand? Death, pain, and suffering is baked in. Understand? I think you do. All right, people, look, very important video in my view. I hope you got something out of it. I want to hear from you. What do you think about this new $250 million weapons package? Yet another installment here. Mine warfare. Currencies under attack. Like, you have no idea what's coming down the pike. You do. If you follow this blog, you do. People have no idea. And they are in for a rude awakening. I can promise you that. People, I'll see all of you at 4:05 p.m. Eastern Time for my live stream. Again, thank all of you. I want to thank all of you from the bottom of my heart for your support, for your love, for your friendship, for this thing that we have, this thing of ours, okay? I think we've created something here that is substantial, and it's worth something to all of us here. Knowledge is power, and we are so far ahead of the curve that nothing phases us anymore. Do you realize that? That's kind of dangerous, realizing that we expect these things to happen, and they do. Okay, invariably, they do. Once in a while, we get it wrong, but that's a far stretch. Generally, we are on top of this. And that is my most important thing, is to keep all of us, we together, ahead of the curve, because we know what they want. But there'll be no rebellion. There will be no revolt, because the system is now being devolved into a slave, global slave society. And you and I, I mean, we're just, we're, I think we're on the cutting edge of this. And if we can get this to grow, maybe we can make a difference. But again, these institutions here, these central banks, in collusion with our so-called representatives who represent nothing, they're making sure that the power stays in fewer and fewer hands moving forward. The rich get richer. And the rest of us just deal with it. We grease the wheels with our blood and guts. Look, I'm going to end this video because I'm going on and on. I can keep talking. But I'll see all of you later. Please share the video. Get it out there. I want to hear from you. If you got something out of this, if it was interesting, I really am counting on you to give me a thumbs up. Give this video a thumbs up and share it. Get it out there. All right? I'll see you later. 4 or 5 p.m. as I said, Eastern Time. Have some questions ready for me. We got this, people. We got it.